Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Featured on today's program will be the swing orchestras of Count Basie, Tommy Dorsey with Frank Sinatra, Gene Krupa, Benny Goodman with Peggy Lee, Jimmy Lunsford, and the Will Bradley, Ray McKinley Big Band. The Kansas City Orchestra, led by Benny Moten, really began to swing when Count Basie was hired as a second pianist in 1929. When Moten died suddenly in 1935 after a routine tonsillectomy, Basie reformed the band and the rest is history. Lined up by the Basie Band are a Fletcher Henderson original, Roseland Shuffle, commemorating the famous Roseland Ballroom in New York City, Exactly Like You, sung by Jimmy Rushing, and then the instrumental, John's Idea.
Thank you. exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those dolls seems exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I wanna hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dreams I'm dreaming, schemes I'm scheming. Now I know why mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
You're swinging with the doctor. Francis Albert Sinatra was born to Italian immigrants in Hoboken, New Jersey in 1915. His father was a boxer, fireman, and bar owner, and his mother was a midwife who did illegal abortions on the side. Frank developed an interest in big band jazz at an early age and began singing in local clubs and on radio. His big break came when he was hired by Harry James in 1939. After a few months, Sinatra left James to join the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, where he became a star. In 1942, he decided to go solo. One night in 1944, while performing at the Paramount in New York City, 35,000 fans who could not get in caused a near riot. That's Sinatra mania for you. Frank made several USO tours during World War II. Needless to say, Frank went on to have a huge career as a recording artist in radio, TV, and Hollywood movies, and as a Las Vegas entertainer. He died in 1998 at age 82. Here are three songs by Sinatra with the Dorsey Orchestra from 1940. Trade Winds, The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else, and Saul Chaplin and Sammy Kahn's I Could Make You Care.
It won't be the same. She traded her name way down where the trade winds play. know the one I love belongs to somebody else.
Like the bear, you ain't nowhere, that's why.
She sings her songs for somebody else.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. And even when you have your arms around her, Papa, you know,
her thoughts are for somebody else.
Doo, 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 doo.
And when I hold her hand,
you know,
they belong to someone.
Somebody else.
And you can bet they're not so cold to somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf, and it's worse to fall in love by yourself.
Like when the one you love,
the one you love,
oh, the one you love,
the one you love,
like when the one you love belongs to somebody else.
You've got the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Era program. Dancers and listeners at music venues during the swing era always loved and demanded solos by the drummers of these orchestras. Gene Krupa was among the best and was a superb showman. This set by the Krupa Big Band starts with a vocal by Irene Day, There'll Be Some Changes Made. Krupa and his drums featured on No Name Jive and then W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues.
a change in the weather, there's a change in the sea. So from now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living. If that ain't enough, then I'll change the way that I strut my stuff. Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. Change in the fashion, there's a change in the shoe. There's a new way the people get their booze. Must make some changes from the old to the new. Must do things just the same as others do. Change my tall daddy for a little short fat. Gonna change the number I live at. Gonna try Bonsilla dye my hair. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. Getting tired of
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Peggy Lee was only 22 years old and a small-town girl from North Dakota when she was hired to sing with Benny Goodman and his orchestra in 1941. She admitted that she was terrified for the first few months. She was paid $75 a week but had to pay for her gowns, meals, and hotel rooms. Before long, she became a star and all that changed. Here's Peggy and Goodman with three songs from 1942. Full Moon, There Won't Be a Shortage of Love, and Why Don't You Do Right?
Thank you. there may be a shortage of sugar, of aluminum pots and such, but there won't be a shortage on love when we love each other so much. What if they have to ration out rubber we were getting from the Dutch? Oh, there won't be a shortage on love when we love each other so much. Let the taxes rise, we'll economize and cut our budget in two. We can trade the car in for a horse or a bicycle built for two. We can still have a portion of moonlight, another helping of stars and such. So there won't be a shortage on love when we love each other so much.
Some other men do.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging away. James Melvin Lunsford was born in Missouri in 1902, but grew up in Denver, Colorado. He took music lessons from Paul Whiteman's father during high school. He went to Nashville, Tennessee to further his studies, where he played the sax in a local band along with Andy Kirk, who also went on to fame as a swing band leader. In 1927, while teaching high school in Memphis, Lunsford started a band called the Chickasaw Syncopators, which soon became the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra. The band began recording in 1930 and by 1934 was playing at the Cotton Club in Harlem. In 1941, the orchestra was featured in the Hollywood film Blues in the Night. The band went into decline during and after World War II, like many other swing-era bands. While on tour in Seaside, Oregon in 1947, Jimmy collapsed while signing autographs at a local music store and died a few hours later of a heart attack at 45 years old. Rumors circulated that Lunsford may have been poisoned by a white restaurant owner who was unhappy about serving blacks. Several other members of the band who ate there also became ill. But who knows? Three pieces are lined up by the Lunsford Orchestra, a couple songs by trombonist Trummy Young and the band, Life is Fine and I'm Gonna See My Baby, and then an instrumental, Uptown Blues.
Taking and giving.
Stop running your mouth and being so nosy. You better get help, cause life is rosy. Life is fine.
Oh, life is just what you make it. Quit wasting your time. Live in mine.
Baby, you can't live mine.
Oh, life ain't nothing but living. I'm having a time.
And you ain't got a dime.
Living my
J-ba-ba-da-lo-zy. And when the clouds hide the sun, I'll keep on having my fun. And when it's raining, you won't find me complaining.
Oh, life ain't nagging and bragging. Start
falling in line. Life is fine. Oh, life is fine.
Miss my baby, I'm going to kiss my baby.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. This last set for today features a rare swing-era band that was co-led by two musicians. Trombonist Will Bradley and drummer and singer Ray McKinley founded this band in 1939 and stayed together until 1942. This first piece reminds me of a beer commercial when I was a kid, a 1909 song based on an Omaha Indian love song titled From the Land of Sky Blue Waters. Then Ray McKinley will sing Beat Me Daddy 8 to the Bar, a boogie-woogie with Freddie Slack on the piano.
By far, he can play piano in a way you like it. But the kind he plays the best is 8 to the bar. When he jams, it's a ball. He's the daddy of them all. The people gather round when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he plays puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance. And when he jams with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, 8 to the bar. A plink, a plank. Plink, plank, plink, plank, plunkin' on the keys. A rip, a rap, a rip, rap, riffin' out with ease. And when he jams with a bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, 8 to the bar. Thank you.
beat him, Freddy, hey, to the bar.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show was produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.